upon a time in a world with faith and fairness. There was something hidden.
Down the boundary! He's gonna go! Broncos lead!
Pitch on the way from Mikolajczyk.
Swing and a miss! Mikolajczyk gets the strikeout! And for the first time in school history, the Bearcats are going to the Super Regionals!
Get ready for a next level show.
From the campus of Sam Houston State University, welcome to Chasing the Cup. Here's your host, Ryan Reynolds.
Welcome everyone to episode 9 of Chasing the Cup. My name is Ryan Reynolds and I'm here to guide you through another season of Sam Houston State Athletics. We have a ton of content in store for today's show. Chasing the Cup sits down with Raven Justice, the new head coach of the women's basketball team, and Jason Hooten, the head coach of the men's basketball team, as the two coaches discuss the upcoming seasons. After a talk with Coach Justice and Coach Hooten, we have our Bearcat call of the show, and I give you the latest in Sam Houston athletics with the weekly update. The Bearcat volleyball team edged out its 8th straight win on Thursday. The women's golf team showed out at the UT Arlington Invitational. The Bearcat football team suffered a huge loss to Lamar, putting the program's postseason hopes in jeopardy. SHSU soccer also suffered two big losses over the weekend, putting its Southland Conference tournament dreams in danger, and the Bearcat bowling team underperformed at the Tulane Invitational. But how did the team finish? Stick around to find out. We have a jammed-packed show for you guys this week, so let's get right into it. Chasing the Cup sits down with Raven Justice after a word from our local sponsor.
Fans, want to get into Bearcats athletic events for free? Become a Texas Farm Bureau member today. Texas Farm Bureau members get 2 free tickets to Bearcats athletic events when you show proof of membership at the ticket office. Texas Farm Bureau members receive many great offers and benefits throughout the Lone Star State. Visit texasfarmbureau.org/sports to learn more about how you can get free tickets just by becoming a Texas Farm Bureau member. Texas Farm Bureau, a proud partner of Sam Houston State Athletics.
Welcome back to Chasing the Cup. Joining me now on the show is one of the newest faces of Sam Houston State women's basketball, and that new face is head coach Raven Justice. Raven, thank you for coming on the show this week. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
That's good, and I'm good. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to our listeners?
I'm Raven Justice, head women's basketball coach at Sam Houston State University. This is my first year.
And where did you come from?
I was at Prairie View A&M University 2 years ago, and previous to that, I was at the University of Houston for 5 years as an assistant coach.
So you spent the last 2 seasons at Prairie View A&M, and some say you helped resurrect and refocus the program over there. You take over at Sam Houston State, and it's a program that's, you know, kind of also struggling. Looking at last season, the team finished 4-23 with 17 losses in the Southland Conference. When comparing the two situations, the one you saw at Prairie View and the one you inherited at SHSU, what similarities do you see and what are some of the differences?
The difference is Prairie View had a long-going history of tradition of being successful. They've been to the NCAA tournament 7 times. They had a WNIT appearance as well. So they had a long tradition of winning. So my biggest focus was to get them back to being a powerhouse and being a prominent team that they have been in the past. The difference here at Sam is, you know, they've had a year or two of greatness on the court. So the thing about it now is we want to have a tradition of winning here, have that championship culture that Prairie View had that we were able to get back.
And right off the bat, what are some things that you stepped in to start, you know, building that culture and tradition?
The first thing we've done is we've tried to change the mindset and the mentality of the players because they're our biggest recruiters. So if their mindset and their mentality isn't right, then how can we encourage somebody else to come here and have a championship program? So our biggest thing has been the culture of the program, the mindset of the program, and the chemistry of the team.
And this Bearcat team, they have some talent. One thing that's not lacking is experience. There's only 2 freshmen and 2 sophomores on this team. When reflecting on practice, what's been, you know, that one thing you've been impressed with? What have you seen out there from this team so far?
The biggest thing I've been impressed with is the leadership from the incomers. They're right there with the returner. So the returner's with Jen. She's someone that had the basketball in her hands a lot. She was able to do some really special things last year. But the leadership that we have on the court right now is pretty special.
And basketball seasons are long. You learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about, you know, the team's identity. I figure you learn that early on, you know, how well the team's going to be playing together. But that kind of fluctuates. Does this team have its identity yet? Is it something you came in from day one saying, okay, this is how we're going to do things? Or did you look at the talent of this team first and then decide?
I really wish we had identity right now. But the cool thing about it is that, you know, their identity is going to be when we start hitting some adversity in the program. So right now we want to focus on being competitive and being tough. We want that to be our identity. But you don't really recognize your identity until you hit some adversity.
And you guys were picked to finish 13th in the Southland Conference this season. Some are seeing this as a rebuilding year with it being your first year as head coach. What are your thoughts on that projection?
Rankings really don't matter. It's motivation, but it doesn't matter. So it's two different M's. With that being said, you know, the biggest focus is to make sure that we bring great energy and great effort every day. The biggest thing about being picked 13th is you can't go any further down. So, you know, that has to be the positive part of it. But we don't really look into that. Every day we talk about who we want to be and not who people expect us to be.
And being picked 13, there's nowhere but up. You mentioned it. Talking about this season, you guys have some challenging out-of-conference games early on. You mentioned adversity. You guys start with a road game against LSU on November 6th, and then you host Jarvis Christian before hitting the road again for a game against Wichita State on November 14th. You guys also play the likes of Troy, Southern Miss, ULL, and TCU before starting conference play on January 5th against ACU. Besides wins, of course, Raven, what are you looking to get out of these early season out-of-conference games?
What you want to see early is the chemistry of the team, the effort, and you want to see the execution. So that's what I'm looking for early. We're challenged early. LSU, going into Baton Rouge, is our first game. That's going to challenge us. They're a great program. Nikki does an amazing job. The team is a postseason team, so they have all the bells and the whistles. So you want to see how well we can execute, you know, how well we manage the team and the chemistry of the team. So.
And before we wrap up, is there anything you want to tell the Bearcat fans out there?
You know, be excited about women's basketball. I know that's something that I keep having to stress every day, but it will be a different product on the floor. I'm not going to say it's going to change the wins and the losses, but there will be a different product on the floor. Come out and support. I think right now what we want is just a great atmosphere when we play at home and just be excited about women's basketball.
Well, best of luck to you and your team as the Bearcats open the season against LSU on November 6th. After that game, you can catch the women's basketball team at Johnson Coliseum on November 8th against Jarvis Christian for its home opener. That game has a 4 p.m. tip, and faculty, staff, and students get in free with their Bearcat 1 cards. Head coach Raven Justice. Maybe Sam Houston State women's basketball finally has its justice. Thanks again for coming on the show this week.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, Chasing the Cup sits down with the head coach of the men's basketball team, Jason Hooten. Sticking with us.
From the campus of Sam Houston State University, welcome to Chasing the Cup.
As we continue our basketball spotlight here on Chasing the Cup, Jason Hooten joins us now. He's a head coach of the men's basketball team. Jason, thank you so much for coming on the show this week. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You're entering your eighth season at the helm for SHSU men's basketball, but you've been on staff since 2004. Needless to say, you've been around for a while. What's your mindset entering this season, though? Are you taking it like every other one, or are you kind of switching it up?
No, I think when you've had experience of being in this business for as long as I have, this will be my 26th season in college basketball. Been blessed to have been under some great coaches, and now being a head coach and going into my ninth season. I think you take every year is different because you're either dealing with a new set of guys or you're dealing with new goals and new challenges, so to speak. So we're excited going into this season, and we're taking it day by day, and our goal always is to try to win the league.
And to give everyone a little recap, last season you guys finished with a 21-15 overall record, 12-6 in conference play. You led the Cats to their fourth 20-win season in the last 5 years, advanced to the semifinals of the CIT. You guys made it to the conference tournament but lost to Southeastern Louisiana. Flashing forward to this season now, you guys were picked to finish sixth in the Southland Conference. You lost two of your top players from last season with Chris Galbraith and Jamal Williams graduating. What do you make of this ranking? Is it what you expected?
Well, somewhere in there. I don't know about the sixth spot, but I did think we would be picked in the top four or five. And that's normal. You know, in our conference, like most others, it's hard to tell, you know, who has somebody sitting out or how many transfers or Division I transfers that people take. And there's not a lot of publicity on the people that we sign. So I think sometimes they just base it off of what we have returning. The other thing about it is our returners, our four seniors, the guys that played the most, are all very, very solid team players. Not one of those guys, you know, is a guy that scores 15 or 16 or 20 a game or that was first team all conference or anything like that. So I think we just have a really good solid nucleus of guys back. And, you know, when you're picking rankings or you're picking an order of finish, yeah, I just don't know if you know exactly what a team is going to become. I think you just look at more of all those other situations.
Agreed. You mentioned that solid nucleus. Seven cats are returning this season. The team is also welcoming seven newcomers with the additions of junior transfers RJ Smith, Chad Bowie, and Kai Mitchell. They'll provide sufficient depth and experience to the SHSU roster, and true freshman Zach Nuttall, Cyrus Johnson, and Xavier Bryant will also seek to make their presence known on the court. Jason, talk to me about these newcomers. What can people expect from them?
Well, I'm very cautiously optimistic about our season for a lot of reasons, and the biggest is I do feel pretty good about all of our newcomers. You know, those three transfers in the start of practice, and I believe we've gone through 19 days. We've had 19 days of practice, and in that we've had one scrimmage. And those guys have started to push themselves to the front. You know, Kai is a guy that, you know, is a little different than what we've had in the past inside. You know, he's really a versatile guy, a lot like Armas Miaskis, but he's more athletic and a little stronger and a different matchup than Armas was. But Kai is going to give us that dimension where, you know, he can shoot that 15, 16-foot jumper and yet still go inside and get a pretty easy bucket. But a good athlete, you know, I'm excited about him in our scrimmage. He had 11 points and 13 rebounds. And, you know, I do think as time goes on, he's going to be a real good player for us. And, you know, and RJ Russell Smith Jr. Is another guy that's really exciting and dynamic. He's a high-level athlete, won our dunk contest at Bearcat Madness on Monday night. But a great athlete, you know, and a guy whose skill level is just getting better and better every day. And, I'm looking forward to seeing by the end of the season how good of a player he's going to be for us. And then Chad Bowie. Chad's, you know, got a big role to fill with the loss of John Dewey. You know, Chad will be a guy that will step in and gives us a little bit more of being a dynamic point guard with that 6'2 size and some length. He can really score the ball. Scored 12 points in our scrimmage. And I think that he's going to be a really, really tough match on both ends of the floor for people. So those three guys I'm excited about. And then I think we got one of the best freshman classes we've ever had. I mean, Zach Nuttall's a kid that, you know, before it's all said and done, I think in 4 years, you know, you're going to look back and go, wow, you know, because I do think he's going to have an opportunity to break a lot of records. He's a really good athlete. He's a great kid. He's a hard worker. He's going to play on both ends of the ball or the floor, and he can really score the ball. So I'm excited. And then Xavier Bryant at the point, you know, is going to be I think groomed real well by Chad and some other guys on our team. And, you know, Xavier's he could be a special player for us in 4 years. So, and then the last guy, Cyrus. We signed Cyrus really late, probably, you know, around August, right at the beginning of school. We picked up Cyrus. And, you know, Cyrus has got great bloodlines, got a great background to him, and, you know, has a college-ready body, 6'5", 220, and he kind of plays the 4-3 for us. And I do think it's going to take him a little time to maybe catch up to the college game, but I do think eventually he's going to be a good player.
And depth is something this program has had for the past couple seasons. I remember talking with you at the start of the 2016 season, and you told me that, you know, it's a good problem for a coach to have. How do you see this roster shaping out, and what have you seen from this 2018-19 squad so far?
Yeah, Ryan, I think it's a good point by you. This team reminds me a lot of that team. I told those guys this the other day, and in fact, this team has the feelings and the makings of our 2013-14 team, which was that team that won 24 games that first year, and we had that two-year run of 50 wins in 2 years. But that first year, you know, we had a lot of newcomers, you know, Kaheem Ransom and Jabari Peters, and so those guys early in the year really struggled to pick up our defensive, you know, terminology and techniques and fundamentals, and so, but we were really good offensively. We outscored a lot of people early, and then as the year went on, we got better and better defensively. And this team reminds me a lot of that. I do think we'll be able to score the ball early in the year. And then I think as the year goes on, we're going to continue to get better and better defensively, to where I think we'll have a really good team before it's all said and done.
And there's someone we haven't talked about yet, and that person's Marcus Harris. I want to talk about him for a second. He had a breakout year last season. You know, looking at his stats, he made 30 starts, averaged 9.4 points per game and 2.7 rebounds per game. What potential do you see in him this season, and can we expect him to play a bigger role this time around?
Well, we need him to be. You know, Marcus is a guy who's very talented. He's very athletic. He's a very smart young man. He's obviously already has his degree. He's working on his master's in the MBA right now in business. You know, Marcus, I think after setting out a year from leaving San Diego, he got off to a really slow start last year, and then probably right around the middle of the season, he really turned it on. And nights when he was our best player and nights when he was one of the better players in the league, therefore he has been named second team preseason all-conference. So there's a lot there for him. I don't think that he finished the season the way he quite wanted to or the way that we envisioned it and didn't have a great conference tournament. So, you know, there's a little chip on his shoulder there. I think he feels like he has some things to prove. You know, anytime someone names you to a preseason team, you want to go out and let everybody know they made the right decision and maybe prove them even wrong, more wrong, and hopefully get first team all-conference. But, you know, we need him to do that. I mean, we need him to step up, and we need him to be a big integral part after losing John and after losing Jamal and Galbraith.
So before we wrap up, I want your thoughts on the schedule this season. You guys open play on November 6th at home against East Texas Baptist. Then you guys take on Southwestern and Louisiana Tech before competing in the Cayman Island Classic against the likes of Clemson, Georgia, Jackson State, who you guys saw in the CIT a couple seasons ago. What key things are you looking for from these out-of-conference games? It's a lot of traveling against some tough opponents.
We do, and then we're starting, you know, obviously we get two home games to start it off, and hopefully we can do well in those and get a little bit of momentum and some confidence. But, you know, our schedule's not easy, and, you know, we have one less non-Division I this year than we've had in the past. And then, you know, going on the road right away and playing at a great Conference USA team in Louisiana Tech will be an outstanding challenge for us, you know, not only being at the road game, but also the competition level. You know, and then, of course, we go on and start, you know, playing some ACC and some, you know, SEC basketball, and those guys will be, you know, fantastic. Clemson, an NCAA tournament team last year, and a lot of returners. And then Georgia hiring Tom Crean, and obviously we know his past and his background at Marquette and Indiana. He's a great coach, always with great teams. And I believe there's a Georgia football home game on that Saturday, then we play on Friday, so I'm pretty sure that crowd will be pretty packed for a basketball game at that time of the year. So it's going to be a huge challenge. You know, we leave there in those two places, and we go over to East Tennessee and play Jackson State, and if we're fortunate enough to win, we'll get a chance maybe to play East Tennessee, who was an NCAA tournament team last year. So our schedule's brutal. That's probably the best word I can use for it, but you know, you have to understand that the season is not won at the first couple of weeks. You know, our season, does it matter in the beginning? Sure it does, but our season probably really starts on January the 5th, and that's that game here against Abilene Christian. And that's, you know, what we work for. We work for that conference, and you got to try to play as best as you can in those 18 games, and then you're lucky enough to go to Katy, and you try to go to Katy and win, you know, two games, three games, or four games, depending on where your seed is.
And you have these non-conference matchups to kind of prepare for the Southland Conference play. You know, looking at the schedule, you guys begin SLC play on January 5th, like you mentioned, against a tough Abilene Christian team that was picked to finish fourth. To kind of run down the preseason poll for our listeners, we have SFA at 1, Southeastern at 2, New Orleans at 3, ACU at 4, Lamar at 5, Sam Houston State at 6, followed by McNeese at 7, UCA at 8, Texas A&M Corpus Christi at 9, HBU at 10, and then Nichols, Northwestern State, and Incarnate Word to round out the bottom of the poll. What are your thoughts on the Southland Conference this season as a whole?
Yeah, it just seems like, Ryan, each year it gets better and better, tougher and tougher. And I think that says a lot about our league. I think it also says a lot about the game of basketball in the state of Texas. And, you know, just that whole mindset of, you know, everybody being pretty equal. I think that's where we're at right now. You know, and obviously SFA has so many guys returning, as well as Southeastern, and those two guys played in the championship game last year, and they rightfully so were picked 1 and 2. You know, after that, I think New Orleans has the most back, and then, you know, from there, I think you could just kind of put us all in a hat, and whoever's going to play the best is going to be up there, and that's what we got to try to do. We got to get our team to a level where everybody's on the same page and everybody's clicking at the right time. And, you know, this team has a lot of really smart, tough team type players back. You know, you're looking at Cameron Delaney and Josh Delaney and Marcus Harris and Albert Almanza, you know, and DeJuan Jones. I mean, those guys are all guys that were here last year. They've been through those wars, you know, they've been through the fight, and they understand what it's going to take. It's not going to be one guy or two guys, it's going to be all 14. We got to have all 14 guys in the boat rowing the same direction. And so I think that that's the direction that we're going in right now. And I think when it's all said and done, that the talent is there. We just got to get better, and we got to mold. We got to come together, especially on the defensive end. And I think we're going to like where we're at the end of the year.
It's going to be an interesting season. It's going to be exciting to watch. You can catch Coach Hooten and the Sam Houston State men's basketball team on November 6th at Johnson Coliseum as the team opens its season against East Texas Baptist. Tip-off is set for 6:30 p.m. And as always, faculty, staff, and students get in free with their Bearcat One card. Coach Hooten, what can Bearcat fans expect this season from your team?
Maybe even more than in the past. This team, I think, is dynamic. I think it's going to be a team fun to watch. We're going to run up and down a little bit more and push the pace. I want to really shoot the three because we have some really good shooters, and I think we can get some easy baskets with this group. And we got a couple high flyers. You know, if you weren't at Bearcat Madness, you missed out on an amazing dunk show. You know, we've got three or four guys that, you know, and one guy that we totally left off, and it's my fault, Ryan. I just didn't say a whole lot about Zaquan Matthews, who's also one of our transfers, and I left Zaquan off, and he's been really, really good in spring or in fall camp, and in the first 19 practices, he's done a great job for us. And you know, he's a 6'4" shooting guard out of North Carolina. He's going to be a big impact on our team as well. And I apologize for leaving him off, but he's one of those high flyers, very athletic guy that, you know, has some an amazing array of dunks in practice, and so I'm excited about that part of it. I think it's going to be fun for the fan base to watch, and for those guys to you know, be able to sit back and enjoy. And of course, Ryan, you're going to see a team that you've always seen that's going to play hard and be physical and play like a team, and hopefully we'll be one of the best defensive teams in the country like we've been the last 5 or 6 years.
Exciting stuff. Be there at Johnson Coliseum on November 6th and support your Bearcat basketball team. If you're faculty, staff, or student, it's free. Coach, close us out.
I'm Jason Hooten, head coach of the Sam Houston State men's basketball team, and you're listening to Chasing the Cup. Up next, we will have our Bearcat call of the show and the weekly update.
Sticking with us. That was our Bearcat call of the show. In honor of our basketball spotlight episode, we flash you back to the 2016 Southland Conference Tournament in Katy. Dakari Henderson going coast to coast with 5.8 seconds left, trailing Nichols by one. Not only did Henderson put in the layup on a hobbled leg with 0.8 seconds remaining, he also pushed SHSU into the semifinals. Man, what a conference tournament 2016 was for the Bearcats. The men's basketball team made it to the semifinals. But let's not forget about the Cinderella women's basketball team in 2016. Led by tournament MVP Angela Beadle and Shanice Robertson, the Cats became the first 7 seed to reach the title game and only the second team seeded 7 or higher to do so. Unfortunately, the Cats were unable to complete the Cinderella run, falling to UCA in the championship game 69-62. Let's hit the ground running with the weekly update now. We have a ton to get through. Here's the latest and greatest in SHSU athletics. Going 5 sets with the Islanders for the second time this season, the Sam Houston State volleyball team edged out Texas A&M Corpus Christi 3-2 Thursday evening for its 8th consecutive win. In her 11th double-double of the season, senior Taylor Cunningham picked up 20 digs and 19 kills while hitting 348. Madison Wallace collected nearly half of the Cats' digs with 38 in 5 sets while the team combined for 85 on the night. 3 Cats, Caroline Schieff, Ashley Lewis, and Wallace recorded service aces, and Jacqueline Ward rolled through the match with 30 assists. With the win, the Cats sit second in the Southland Conference with an 18-5 overall record, 10-1 in league play, only behind SFA. Coming up next, Sam Houston will look for its 9th straight win in a 1 p.m. matchup against Houston Baptist on Saturday, October 27th. Live stats, as well as a live stream, will be available for that match. Heading over to the golf course now, the Bearcat women's golf team continued its hot play this fall season at the UT Arlington Invitational. Although the Cats couldn't compete as a team due to an injury, the team still had strong performances from some individuals. Shooting the lowest round of the tournament, senior Jenna Phillips used a 67-stroke effort in the final round to claim the individual title. Phillips, who ended the second round in a tie for 6th place, used 5 birdies to finish the tournament just 2 over par. She picked up back-to-back birdies on the 3rd and 4th hole and collected 3 others on holes 8, 11, and 13. The senior led the field in par 4 scoring and finished the Invitational with a total of 8 birdies. Here's Jenna on her performance.
It was good. I kind of started out slow the second round. My putting was a little off, but once me and Coach Chain worked on my putting, it really improved and I got a better feel for the greens, so that really helped me in the third round.
And Alberto finished 4 strokes behind Phillips and tied for third with an overall score of 219. Her lowest scoring round of the Invitational, Alberto carded a 72 on the final day with the help of 3 birdies. She led the team with 9 birdies over the 2-day event and averaged a 4.78 in par 5 scoring. Noting other Bearcat finishes, Tori Gatling ended the Invitational in a 3-way tie for 42nd after shooting 249, and freshman Kayla McFall tied for 46th with a final score of 253. The Cats wrap up their fall schedule at the Rainbow Waheen Invitational on October 30th through the 31st in Hawaii. Looking at the gridiron now, the Bearcat football team lost a crucial road game to Lamar last Saturday. The Cardinals just exposed SHSU's run defense for 435 yards on the ground and rolled to a 41-23 upset victory. As a result, the Cats dropped 9 spots in the Stats FCS Top 25 to number 23, and to be honest, the team's postseason dreams look bleak from here on out. One bright spot in last week's loss was the record-setting day for Davion Davis. The senior finished with 225 all-purpose yards for the game. He tied a career high with 13 catches for 162 yards and a pair of touchdowns, his second setting a new Southland Conference record with his 40th of his career. Next up, Sam Houston will return to Bauer Stadium on Saturday for homecoming when it hosts Southeastern Louisiana. Kickoff is set for 1 p.m. and will be aired on 11 Sports. Here's head coach Casey Keeler on the upcoming game against the Lions.
Yeah, you know, you are what your record says you are. You know, we're a 4-3 football team right now, and we have to get better. And, you know, I think the kids realize that, and I think we're making some strides. It was just such a disappointment with how much we've improved the last 3 weeks to have the game that we had against Lamar. Part of it's that offensive line. You know, we were 2-for-16 on third downs. Couldn't keep our defense off the field. And part of it is just us playing better football. But again, for the progress we made, we took a big step back. And I guess against Southeast Louisiana, we'll find out who we are.
Like Sam Houston football, the Bearcats soccer team also lost crucial games over the weekend to both ACU and Incarnate Word, putting its Southland Conference tournament hopes in jeopardy. The losses dropped the Cats from 8th in the conference to 11th, with only one game left this season. The Bearcats will now close out the regular season on Friday at Stephen Epston. Lastly, the Sam Houston bowling team was in action for the first time this season at the Tulane Invitational. For 2 days, the Bearcat bowlers were at the top of the standings, but after a tough day on Sunday, the Bearcats finished 4th. The Cats dropped all 3 matches on Sunday, including a loss to SFA in the opening match of the day. SHSU fell to eventual tournament champions Louisiana Tech in the semifinals in four games, and then lost in the third place match to North Carolina A&T in six games. The Bearcats will be back in action for the Track Cat Clash starting on November 2nd. One more thing to note before closing the weekly update, the men's golf team will compete at the Warrior Princeville Mackay Invitational starting on Sunday. So a lot going on around Sam Houston Athletics. Remember to head over to GoBearcats.com at any time to check schedules, stats, and scores for all 17 SHSU athletic programs. Also, tickets are cheaper if you buy them in advance at GoBearcats.com. If you're thinking about going to an athletic event, pre-purchase your ticket on the website. It'll save you some money. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at BearcatVid, or follow my personal Twitter at RPRTalks. I want to wish you a good day, or night, whenever you're listening. See you next week. Ryan Reynolds, signing off. Chasing the Cup is a presentation of Sam Houston State Athletics and the Bearcat Sports Network. This episode was hosted and produced by Ryan Reynolds. Jason Barfield is the executive producer. Special thanks to Raven Justice, Jason Hooten, Jenna Phillips, Casey Keeler, Ben Reichard, and Shannon Carrico. Music courtesy Axwell Ingrosso, Layup, Sean Allen, Drago, Tiesto, and Post Malone.